The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
Now broadcasting in colour and widescreen. Radio without pictures. Radio Southland, 96.4 FM.
Good evening, citizens. I'm Darren Ludlow, and this is Radio Without Pictures, coming via Radio Southland, 96.4 FM in Southland, New Zealand. We podcast on the accessmedia.nz app and Apple Podcasts and stream at radiosouthland.org.nz. So for this episode, I'm turning the playlist spotlight onto great women of music. This is part 2 of 5, and in the next 2 hours, we feature a former bunny worker from a Playboy club, someone who got the pips, an Uber advertiser, some hot stuff, and we get physical. I know, all in 2 hours. Up first, they don't get much more iconic than this. Born in Alberta, Canada, and having recorded and performed in the genre of folk, pop, jazz, and rock, Joni Mitchell has been a voice to stand out. And she's used that voice to great effect politically, with change and protest across the years. She was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award back in 2002 and inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that same year. So, here's Joni Mitchell with her 1970 classic, Big Yellow Taxi.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Radio Without Pictures presents part 2 of our feature on great women in music with 26 outstanding examples. This is Radio Southland. That song turns 40 in a fortnight, and it was originally intended for Janet Jackson. However, Whitney Houston got it and featured it on her self-titled debut album, the song How Will I Know? Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland is celebrating great women in music with a five-part series, and this is the second installment. I'm Darren Ludlow. Still to come, an Uber spokesperson and someone gets the pips. Now, at one stage, Blondie's Deborah Harry worked in one of those famous Playboy clubs that used to be a thing in the 60s and 70s. If you've never heard of them, you're obviously under the age of 50. In 1989, Debbie released her third solo album away from the band, and it was called Deaf, Dumb and Blonde. Deaf. Around that same time, she was acting on an American TV series called Wise Guy, which was all about an undercover cop. Anyway, here's the single from that LP. It's I Want That Man. We have more great women in music for this episode of Radio Without Pictures, with 26 amazing artists on the playlist. This is Radio Southland. Her 1983 debut LP, She's So Unusual, was a very appropriate title for Cyndi Lauper, but she's also been enduring, only just this year going on a farewell concert tour. And that was the single she will always be best known for, Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. It's a selection of some great women in music featuring in this episode of Radio Without Pictures. Thank you, Radio Southland. I'm Darren Ludlow. And on the way, some hot stuff and things get physical. Okay, she's known as the Empress of Soul. She's 81 and been in the music business since 1948. She's Gladys Knight. And along with the band The Pips, she's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. From 1973, here's Gladys with Midnight Train to Georgia.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long. Said he's going back,
going back
to a simpler place and time.
Back,
oh, yes, he is.
Right,
now be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on a midnight train.
Hey. I'd rather live in his world than live without him. But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no. So he pined all his hopes. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes he did. He said he would. Oh, oh, he's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
On the midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back to find.
Going
ooh,
back to find.
A simpler place and time.
Take that ride.
Ooh. Then live without him.
Radio Without Pictures presents part two of our feature on great women in music with 26 outstanding examples. This is Radio Southland.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you. You'd stay. If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. Then you love me, love me like you used to do. If I could turn back time, my world was shattered, I was torn apart, like someone took a knife and drove it deep in my heart. Walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care, but I lost everything, darling, there and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry, too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know that I was blind, and darling, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back all the words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. Then you love me, love me like you used to do. Oh. If I could turn back time, if I could turn back time.
Better known these days for that Uber Eats commercial, it's a sad way to recognise a great 1989 mega hit, If I Could Turn Back Time. And who can forget the video filmed on board the battleship USS Missouri? That's Cher, a woman who's certainly lived up to her name. I'm Darren Ludlow, playing a selection of great women in music. It's Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland. Lined up, someone comes out. A softly sung singer from Australia, the late Olivia Newton-John's career changed gear in 1978 when she starred alongside John Travolta in the movie version of the musical Grease. Her image changed again in 1981 with the video to the title track of her album Physical. Well worth a look, it's a great giggle. So, are you ready for your workout?
We have more great women and music for this episode of Radio Without Pictures, with 26 amazing artists on the playlist. This is Radio Southland. From a 1978 LP, Bad Girls, Donna Summers' single Hot Stuff had a second bite at fame when it was included on the soundtrack for the 1997 movie The Full Monty. It's the Great Women of Music, part 2 of 5 for this episode of Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland. I'm your host, Darren Ludlow, and later I play a track that's kind of about slavery. It was 1989 and I was still working at 4ZA. A track we played the absolute bejesus out of that year was from a Canadian artist called Alana Miles. She had two hits and we just caned them both. One was called Lover of Mine and the one I'm about to play, which is all about Elvis Aaron Presley. My wife hates this, by the way, but I'm playing it anyway. Black Velvet.
Mississippi in the middle.
Radio Without Pictures presents part two of our feature on great women in music with 26 outstanding examples. This is Radio Southland.
Got
She's been in the music business for 66 years now, the Queen of Motown, Diana Ross. In a 1980 hit written and produced by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards of Chic, I'm Coming Out, a track that became an anthem for the LGBT community. And I love that drum intro. Hard to try and follow. Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland is celebrating great women in music with a five-part series, so this is the second installment. I'm still Darren Ludlow, and still to come, the one that started it all for Christina. Okay, she's appeared in movies like James Bond's A View to a Kill and Conan the Destroyer, but is best known as a recording artist, and she was a high-profile figure in New York City's infamous Studio 54 disco scene. She's Grace Jones, and Grace Jones invited the group Chic to come along to Studio 54, and the people wouldn't get them in, which is why Chic wrote the song Freak Out, which was actually called Fuck Off, but they couldn't do that back in the 80s. Anyway, back to Grace Jones. Here is the title track to her 1985 LP that I still play to this day. This is Slave to the Rhythm.
We have more great women and music for this episode of Radio Without Pictures, with 26 amazing artists on the playlist. This is Radio Southland.
Natalie Cole with a song written by Bruce Springsteen, and it was the B-side to his 1984 Dancing in the Dark single. Natalie's cover came 4 years later and peaked at number 4 on the Kiwi charts, Pink Cadillac. I'm Darren Ludlow, and I'm playing a selection of great women of music for this episode of Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland. Music from a Baz Luhrmann movie, Romeo and Juliet, is on the way later. We go back to April 1989 first, which was when a British Airways Concorde aircraft visited Christchurch, New Zealand. Two Swedish tourists disappeared in the Coromandel, and at the same time, the number one single on our charts came from a young woman called Martika. This is Toy Soldiers. Radio Without Pictures presents part two of our feature on great women in music with 26 outstanding examples. This is Radio Southland.
Baby, 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 baby. Oh, gotta rub me the right way, honey. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Gotta rub me the right way, honey. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out. To say you know, no.
If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay.
That was the single to launch Christina Aguilera's pop career as a post-Mickey Mouse musketeer back in 1999. Genie in a Bottle peaked at number 2 on our charts, finished the year as our third biggest selling single. Thank you very much. I'm Darren Ludlow. This is Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland. This episode featuring a selection of 8 women in music lined up where it all began for Kate Bush. Now, the 90s were nothing compared to the 80s music-wise, but one of the good things during the 90s was an artist called Taylor Dayne, a New York pop and dance artist who received 2 Grammy nominations. She picked up an American Music Award and was ranked by both Rolling Stone and Billboard as one of the most successful dance artists of all time. Here's the hit that launched her career. Taylor Dayne, Tell It to My Heart.
Emotion overload in the heat of
We have more great women and music for this episode of Radio Without Pictures, with 26 amazing artists on the playlist. This is Radio Southland.
I'm involved in a theatre restaurant, Invercargill Musical Theatre, start next week at the Ascot. It's called Solid Gold, and that's one of the songs to feature during it, Kim Wilde's 1981 debut single, Kids in America. It's the great women in music, part 2 of 5 in this episode of Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland. I'm your host, Darren Ludlow, and later I'm going to play a track from a woman who used to have two members of the Eagles in her backing band. Welsh singer Bonnie Tyler had an operation to deal with vocal cord nodules, and she was supposed to rest her voice for 6 weeks, which she found a little bit frustrating, and one day she let go with a scream. Not a good thing to do. The lingering effects of that scream were the rasp to her voice, which has become compared to the likes of Rod Stewart and Kim Carnes ever since. Didn't harm her career, obviously. From the soundtrack to the movie Footloose, here's Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero.
Where have all the good men gone, and where
Radio Without Pictures presents part two of our feature on great women in music with 26 outstanding examples. This is Radio Southland. Pink Floyd's David Gilmour helped finance the demo tape that landed Kate Bush a record deal with EMI. And that was her first single. Goes back to 1977, Wuthering Heights. Kate topped the UK charts for 4 weeks and was only 19 at the time. Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland, celebrating great women in music with a five-part series. This is part two
I'm Darren Ludlow. Still to come, Celine blows a raspberry. Woo! A woman who was reputedly offered and turned down $1 million to pose for Playboy magazine was Linda Ronstadt. Now, at one stage, her backing band included Don Henley and Glenn Frey, who both went on to form the Eagles. Here's Linda Ronstadt with her 1974 cover of the song You're No Good.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better 'cause I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left a scar. Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. I'm gonna say it again. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
I broke a heart, ooh, that's gentle and true. Well, I broke a heart over someone like you.
We have more great women and music for this episode of Radio Without Pictures with 26 amazing artists on the playlist. This is Radio Southland.
Take a pro blush. She got credit cards. snows you off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She teases you, she'll unease you just to please you. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She knows you. She's got Betty.
We had Kim Carnes' 1981 hit Betty Davis Eyes on a 45 at home when I was growing up. And did you know that if you played that 45 at 33 and a third, it sounded like Al Jolson? And it was actually not bad. That was how it was supposed to be played at the right speed. I'm Darren Ludlow, playing a selection of great women in music on Radio Southland. It's Radio Without Pictures. And before bedtime, Susie rocks. Our next artist is from Melbourne and started out singing radio jingles. She's Tina Arena, and here's her 1994 hit, Chains.
Shit!
Radio Without Pictures presents part two of our feature on great women in music with 26 outstanding examples. This is Radio Southland.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I die, the telephone, nobody's home. Sometimes I feel so insecure, and love so distant and obscure remains the cure.
Former Raspberries singer Eric Carmen wrote and recorded that song for his 1975 debut album, and Celine Dion's cover of it came out in 1996. I couldn't do a feature of great women in music without including Celine. Fair call, you know, but I wasn't going to play that bloody Titanic song. I've been paid to play that. In fact, we parodied it back in my Fovo days. But no, it's not playing it yet. That one... All by myself, certainly shows her chops, in my humble opinion. Radio Without Pictures this episode is featuring great women in music, so don't forget, the show is there for you to enjoy at your leisure and convenience, individually wrapped for health and safety. You find it on Apple Podcasts if you're in the iUniverse. It goes up at about 7 o'clock in the morning that it's broadcast. It's on the accessmedia.nz app if you're an Android user. You can find that app in Google Play. It has a kiwi fruit logo. Just remember, though, when you download it, do select Radio Southland as your station. You can pick it up on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. On that site, you've got a week when you can download it and keep it forever, but it will remain streamable for 4 weeks. And Radio Southland are also kind enough to share it on their social media platforms, Facebook, Threads, X, and Blue Sky. It goes up at about 7 on a Thursday night. If you find it there, share it to yours, please, pretty please. Still to come, we're off to Havana. Maya Fletcher, Southland artist, did a pretty good cover of our next song at the recent ILT Southland Music Awards as her piece when she was nominated for SIT Southland Entertainer of the Year. Here, though, is the original, Anastasia, and I'm Out of Love. We have more great women and music for this episode of Radio Without Pictures, with 26 amazing artists on the playlist. This is Radio Southland.
Welcome
1974 was when rocker Susie Quattro released that absolute banger, Devil Gate Drive. Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland. This episode is part 2 of 5 in our feature of great women in music. And still to come before we cross the finish line, Aussie Kylie Minogue and her 2001 single Can't Get You Out of My Head. And we will conclude with Mexican-Cuban Camila Cabello and her smoking 2017 hit Havana. Makes me want to go to Havana. Have a big Cuban cigar. Mind you, they've had a bit of a hurricane. Anyway, back to the program. In the next episode, 10 Kiwis plus some great Bond movie themes from across the years. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to listen. Remember, if you have enjoyed the show, there are another 3 episodes in the series still to come throughout November. Additionally, if you can take a moment to share the podcast on your socials, that'd be awesome sauce. Thanks also to our producer, Taylor Stewart, for recording and editing the show together. Hopefully everything that was supposed to have been chopped out is. I'm not saying that Taylor's a charmer, but I reckon he could convince a cat to take a bath. I'm Darren Ludlow. Catch you next week. Cheer. Radio Without Pictures presents part 2 of our feature on great women in music with 26 outstanding examples. This
is Radio Southland. The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.